all your prayers tonight that the Spirit of the Lord would continue to bless in the service. I appreciate the anointing in the song service tonight. Burden on my heart, like to share with you, has to do with dreams. And I hope and I trust tonight that all of you have dreams. And by that I mean that you have plans and purposes for your future. From the youngest to the eldest here, dreams and plans and purpose is important because people that do not have dreams are lazy, indolent people. But when you have dreams and plans and purpose, it gives a reason for being. It gives a reason to get up in the morning because you have something that you are anticipating, something that you are looking forward to. If you will turn with me over to 1 Kings in the 19th chapter, I'd like to read a little story to you about Elijah and Elisha. 1 Kings in the 19th chapter, begin reading with verse 19. Speaking about Elijah, it said that he departed thence, and he found Elisha, the son of Shaphat, who was plowing with 12 yoke of oxen before him, and he was the 12th. And Elijah passed by him and cast his mantle upon him. And he left the oxen and ran after Elijah and said, "Let me, I pray thee, kiss my father and my mother, and then I will follow thee." And he said unto him, "Go back again, for what have I done unto thee?" And he returned back from him and took a yoke of oxen and slew them and boiled their flesh with the instruments of the oxen and gave unto the people, and they did eat. Then he arose and went after Elijah and ministered unto him. Take note that Elisha was a man of considerable substance. In this day and age in Africa, you will see many times an individual out in the field, they cannot afford one ox. And so they're out there with a hand tool, and they're plowing their field, and they're working their field up with just a hand tool. If you see a man with an ox, you take note. This man possesses a little bit more. In biblical times, it was the same. But we find that when Elijah went to find Elisha, he was out in the field, and there were 12 yoke of oxen at work. Now, you don't line up 12 yoke of oxen for one plow, do you? There were multiple teams of oxen working this field. It would indicate that Elisha was made possibly very well a man of wealth, a man of means. And very well he came along and Elijah cast his mantle on him. And it was a sign of servitude and a sign that also the Lord has called you to a work. Well, Elisha ran after Elijah and said, "Let me go home and I'm going to tell my parents goodbye." And when he went home, he took probably the yoke of oxen that he was plowing with and he slew it. And he burned it. He burned the instruments and he gave the meat to those that were around there. He called them together. It was kind of a going away party. It was kind of a celebration, and it was also an acknowledgement that I am moving on from this area in my life and God has called me to do something else. Well, when he obeyed the prophetic call of God to leave his oxen, to leave his field, it was at a considerable temporal loss for himself. Because keep in mind, Elisha, if he was a man, just like all of us here, he was a person, he would have had hopes and dreams as well. And very probably as he was plowing, he was probably thinking, next season, when I sell the crops, I'm going to buy the field adjoining mine. And at the end of that, I know that at the end of the season, some of these oxen are going to have some little ones, and I'm going to be able to sell some of the older ones, and I'm going to be able to build some bigger barns. And he probably had dreams and plans for what he was going to do in life. Do you know tonight that it's a good thing for us to have dreams? And you young people tonight, it is a good thing to have some plans for your life. Because I know young people tonight that don't have a lot of dreams, they don't have a lot of plans, and they go from one job to another, and they don't like that, and they quit that, and they try their hand at this thing, and they're not settled. There's no stability in their life. But you find a young person with a purpose. You find a young person with a dream that there's a place that I want to get to, and it doesn't happen overnight, but I'm going to take the steps to get there. You'll find someone with reason to get up. You'll find someone with purpose in their life. Well, I wonder tonight, what are your dreams? What do you want out of life? Are you getting it? Are you working towards the dreams that you have tonight? You see, those of you that are older, you may be in a place that you are kind of looking back in your life. And you're seeing where you come from. Young people are looking forward. They're saying, this is where I want to go to. But I find there are some people I know tonight, and some of them are not very old. And they feel like that their dreams have been shattered for life. They got married with expectations of having a happy home. They got married thinking, I love this person, all that I know, and I think I know them, and I want to have children with them, and I want to have a home, and I want to prosper and have family. And they get into a relationship and find that the person they thought they married is a very different person. Someone that's not faithful. Someone that's inconsiderate. Someone that is not there to be a faithful, diligent husband or wife. And tonight they feel like the life that they have ahead of them has been broken. They don't know why they need to get up the next morning. What am I living for? There are people tonight, and I will say that many of us that have lived very long will find that life has a way of tempering our dreams sometimes. Hardships in life have a way of tempering and molding and reshaping the expectations that maybe we one time had. But dreams are still a good thing. And tonight, if you have a dream and a purpose in your life, don't give up on your dreams. Don't give up if you feel like tonight that the purposes you had in life and you say, now I'm middle-aged and where am I? Don't give up for a better tomorrow. Don't throw your hands up and say, well, I've wasted so many years. How can I move on? And I'm just going to live in the same condition that I'm in today. Folks, tomorrow can bring better things. Do not give up on your dreams and your hopes and your purposes, because the pursuit of a dream brings purpose to life. And I will say that when you follow after a dream, it will bring about a degree of results, even if you never attain the end result that you wanted. You see, I remember, and this is a little, maybe it's a little sad saying, I remember in high school, still remembering this little poster in the hallway that said, shoot for the moon, and if you don't get there, you'll end up among the stars, something like that. In other words, shoot for something. Have a purpose. And if you don't get there, at least you'll be farther along than you are right now. Don't throw your hands up. Don't say, I can never attain that. All of us tonight, I believe, want to find fulfillment of dreams in life. Do you know that for young people, this is where conflict sometimes comes from? And the best illustration I know, and if you're from the country or the city, please understand, but just the typical illustration of the country boy that wants to leave the farm and go to the city. And mom and dad are saying, the farm is here. You're a country boy. This is what you know. This is what we've raised you to be. We've raised you to be a farmer. And they say, but mom and dad, there's something else in my heart that's calling for me. And you see, that's where conflict comes between parents and young people sometimes, because young people have dreams and purposes that sometimes are a little different than what mom and dad wanted out of my life. Mom and dad say, you need to be a plumber. And I say, but I wanted to be an electrician. You see, there's going to be a conflict there somewhere. If you know that there is no way that I can fulfill your dreams for you tonight, and parents, be very careful. You cannot live your life through your children. There are some parents, as they grow old, they want to see their children do what they never did. And so they push and try to mold their children into what their dreams were. But mom and dad, I have a different dream tonight. I have different purposes. I have a different call. So parents, there's a place to be careful. But young people, there is a place to listen to the counsel as well of your elders. Because sometimes your parents know things that lie ahead of you that you may not see. And they will try to help temper us and keep our dreams and our purpose in a realistic way so we don't get to the end and say, what was I working for? It was impossible to start with. Because dreams can be misdirected sometimes. And usually dreams are a little bit idealistic, are they not? To a certain extent, but you know, there's nothing wrong with that. And that's one of the joys of being young. It would be a horrible world to live in if all we had was the realism of the elderly. And we had no idealism from the youth. We would never advance. But yet it would be a sorry world without the realism of the elders to temper and to balance and bring into perspective the idealism of the young people. It's why God has placed all of us together to be laborers and workers together tonight. But I want us to know tonight with all of our plans, and I would just ask you all this evening, young and old alike, get your dreams and your plans in your mind right now. What do you want tomorrow to be like for you? What do you want to be in your life 10 years from now? Maybe it's marriage. Maybe it's education. Maybe it's a job. Maybe there's some place that you want to end up. Do you know dreams in and of themselves are not wrong? They're important to us tonight. They're important to be successful is to have some things to look forward to, old and young alike. But while our parents and those around about us, they know who we are, our brothers and sisters, they can see our weaknesses and strengths. Do you know there is no one that knows better what your lot in life ought to be than God Himself? And when God looks on all of us, I see the Lord as He looked on Elisha, who had a plan, very likely he had a plan, and said, I've got 12 yoke of oxen, and good Lord willing, in 5 years I'm going to have 24 yoke of oxen. And I'm going to have teams, and I'm going to own the fields off in the distance, and I'm going to have bigger barns. There was nothing wrong with that purpose and plan. But yet, when the prophet of God came along, He gave him a call. And I would that all of you tonight know that God has a call for your life. And while I can look on you and say, this is what I think you ought to do. Have you ever had someone tell you what they think you ought to do? Be careful about telling little ones, oh, I think you ought to preach. Or I think you ought to be a doctor. Or I think you ought to do this. Be careful about that. Encourage. But be careful about trying to confine someone in what your dream for them is. But you see, God is the only one that knows where we are going to find the greatest fulfillment in this life. Because God knows my strengths and He knows my weaknesses. He knows your abilities and your disabilities better than anybody else does. And God has the privilege of looking 10 years down the road in your life. And He sees what your end is going to be. The Lord knows the path that's going to take you to a place of fulfillment in life. And I would that you know tonight that as God had a plan for Elisha, God has a plan for your life tonight. Young people, middle age, and elderly tonight, God has a plan for your life. In Jeremiah, in the 29th chapter, in the 11th verse, the Lord speaking through the prophet, He said, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. In other words, do you know that while you have dreams for your life, do you know that in reality, God has a dream for your life as well tonight? And I wonder how your dreams and expectations and purposes and plans of life, how do they compare to the plans that God has for you? Because God has a purpose for all of us tonight. And there are so many people that are saying, I don't know what to do. And I know we all of us go through times like that. We get to places in life and we're not sure where we're headed. And we're not sure which direction we're going to turn. But I would that we rest assured that God has a dream for me tonight. When God looks on me and He looks on you, He's saying, I have a purpose for them. And He has good thoughts to us. God is not working against you tonight. Especially children, young people, God is not working contrary to you. But He sees your path. He sees what lies ahead. And He said, I want to bring you to a good place. I want to bring you to an expected end. I have a dream for you. I have a plan for you. And sometimes God's dream for me comes into conflict with my dreams for myself. Have you been there? I've been there. I've shed plenty of tears over it too. I'll just confess it to you tonight. More than once. God's dreams and plans for our life are sometimes contrary to the things that I wanted. To the things that I wanted to work for. To the things that in the flesh think. I'm not talking about sinful things. You see, that it was different than the direction that maybe I would have chosen in the flesh. And the Lord comes along and says, I have a dream for you. I'm looking in the future of a place I want to take you. Tonight, God is looking into your future. And He has a plan for your life. But how can God's plan become ours? How many of us tonight, with our dreams and our plans, have directly brought them to the Lord and said, Lord, what is Your will for my life? Have you done that tonight? Have you come to the Lord, young and old? Have you come to the Lord? How long has it been? We sang the song, How Long Has It Been? How long has it been since you have come to the Lord and said, Lord, You know my plans and You know my dreams and You know the things I want to see happen in my life. But Lord, what is Your will for me? What is Your purpose for me, Lord? And have we come to the place that we have yielded and fully submitted and consecrated our dreams and our plans for tomorrow into the hand of God? Folks, God loves us tonight. The Lord loves you more than anybody else. And He has good thoughts for you. He has wonderful dreams for you. But how can they work in my life? They can only work when I come and say, Lord, I want Your will to be done in my life. You see, it does not mean that we have to get rid of all of our personal dreams and plans tonight. It doesn't mean we just have to throw them out the back door and then say, okay, Lord, just whatever You say. But the Lord wants us to bring our plans. He wants us to bring our dreams and lay them right here and say, Lord, by Your help, these are my plans and this is where I want to go. But Lord, more than anything else, I want Your will to be accomplished in my life. And I will say that any dream worth having tonight is going to cost something. Any dream worth being fulfilled is going to come at a cost. It's going to come at a cost of our own pleasure sometimes. There are going to be dreams if we pursue God's will in our life. There will be people that will stand in opposition to it. But I want to testify to you tonight, there is no greater fulfillment in life than following God's will. There is no greater fulfillment in saying, Lord, I'm going to consecrate my life and I'm going to follow Your voice where You lead me. In this life, I don't have to wait till I'm dead, thank God, to get the power of God and to fill out fulfillment in my spirit. It's there for all of us tonight. tonight when we come and consecrate and say, Lord, wherever you lead me, by your grace I'm going to go. And when there is opposition and when people come and say, you shouldn't go there, you shouldn't do that, you ought to go this way. If you will listen to the voice of God, He will lead you in a way unerring. Oh, thank God. What does the song say? Broken dreams and disappointments. Someone help me out. Sprinkle, thickly sprinkle all the way. But the Spirit led unerring to the land I hold today. How do we get this land tonight? It's by coming to a place of denying our own self and saying, Lord, I want your will to be done. And the Lord's not going to say, okay, give me all your dreams, I'm going to throw them out. God respects your dreams. God respects your plans. He respects your desires tonight. But He wants to take them and He wants to readjust them. He wants to fine-tune them because He has an expected end for you. God has a dream for you tonight. Lord, help us then to readjust. Lord, help us to come to a place of a definitive consecration in our life in every area that, Lord, I want your will to be perfected in my life. And so Elisha, he slew the ox, he sacrificed it, and he took his plowing instruments and he did what? He burned it. You know, there's something within all of us that likes to have a backup plan. I've had some backup plans when the Lord began to reveal His purpose for me. It's like, okay, Lord, I'll do that, but if it doesn't work, I've got a backup plan. Do you know the Lord brought me to a place, and He wants to bring us all to places in our life that we put our backup plans right here and light the fire and say, Lord, no more backup plans, but I'm going to follow where You lead. And with the door shut here, God will open up another avenue, but I'm going to follow it all the way that His purpose can be accomplished in my life. So tonight, where are your dreams? Have you brought them actively to the Lord? You want to be successful in life? This is what it's going to take. You want a happy home? This is what it's going to take. You want to find power and anointing with God? This is what it's going to take. But remember, any dream worth having, it's going to cost something. You're going to have to give something up. But in its place, you will find a fulfillment in your spirit that you will not find in following after the temporal earthly dreams. But when you put God first and make that consecration, folks, you will begin to see things happen in your life that maybe you never thought was possible. And it's because if you want to have power with God, it's going to cost something. Lord, I want your plan. I want your will accomplished in my life. And so then, Elisha went running after Elijah. And Elijah turned around and he said, what have I done to thee? You know what he meant by that? Your accountability is not to me. Your accountability is not to man. Your accountability tonight is not to the expectations that other people hold on us. Our accountability is to God Himself. I'm not going to stand as your judge at the judgment, but the Lord is. Which means, regardless of all the different plans that people think I ought to pursue, regardless of all the places people think you ought to go, regardless of who people think you ought to marry or not marry, the most important thing is coming to the Lord saying, Lord, I want your purpose and your will to be accomplished. And when you do that, folks, that's where our accountability is, and that's where the power is. And so Elijah said, what have I done unto thee? In other words, it's with you. You have a choice to make. You can go back to your plowing if you want. Or you can come and you can follow the call of God. Tonight, the Lord is not interested in forcing any of us into a place of complete surrender and consecration to God. But I will say, until we come to that kind of consecration, we are going to find ourselves struggling because God's dream and our dreams, they're going to be conflicting. Until we come and say, Lord, I surrender. and I want your will to be accomplished. You see, the call of God tonight is bigger than circumstances. The call of God is bigger than people. The call of God, it's more than about convenience. It's not about what's easiest. We live in a time that so many people just want to do what they can to get by and what's easiest. But you want to be fulfilled in life? This is where you're going to find it. You're going to find it when you say, Lord, I want to follow your voice. And do you know, if you try to emulate God's plan for my life, you're not going to be happy. You know why? Because God has an individual plan for each and every one of us. The Lord does not want me to try to be like you. The Lord doesn't want me to say, oh, I have to follow and go and do what they do. No, God has an individual plan for each of our lives. But if we want to find the fulfillment, it's going to be when we put our hands up and say, Lord, I have my dreams and my plans, but Lord, I submit them. And I yield them because I want your perfect will. Tonight, have you done that? I think about how God told Saul, Jesus told Saul on the road to Damascus, he said, it is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. Do you know when you feel the call of God leading you, and yet you're wanting to hold on to the direction you want to go so badly, and you feel that inner turmoil and conflict, and it doesn't mean you're not saved, but you kind of feel that warring inside, and you're almost afraid. You're almost afraid to just bring it to the Lord and say, Lord, here it is. I was struggling with something recently. I'm at peace about it tonight. Do you know how I got there? When I brought it to the Lord and said, Lord, I'm ready to take my hands off. It's kind of hard to do. But Lord, I'm going to take my hands off. And I'm going to give it to you. And that's where the victory came. Tonight, with your life, with your plans, with your dreams, in every avenue, God is interested in you. He wants to bring you to an expected end. And I find that when Elisha went to his parents and he told them, we don't find that his parents here were saying, oh, don't follow the prophets. I hope none of you parents here tonight will do that for your children. Let's encourage our children. Follow the call of God. Go where He leads you. Be faithful to the Spirit of the Lord. And we find that Elisha left his oxen. He left his dreams. He left his plans in pursuit of a higher calling. But do you know what happens when you do that, when it comes by way of the altar? Your plans, God's plans begin to become your own. You see, God's purpose as He reveals it to your life, when you've consecrated your life to God, when the Lord reveals His plan, it's like, yes, that has my name on it. And we begin to take it for my own, and that gives me reason to get up in the morning. Now it's mine. Because God gave it to me. It's God's and mine jointly, because now we have become one. And that's where the fulfillment in life is. But as long as we're trying to skirt God's will, or until we're willing to just take our hands off and say, Lord, here I am, we're going to find difficulty having that real settled peace in our experience. You remember when when the young rich ruler came to Jesus and he said, what must I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus went through the commandments and he said, these have I done from my youth up. And the conclusion was this. Jesus said, go and sell all that you have and come and follow me. In other words, I want you to be willing. Go submit your dreams and your plans and your affections and put them on the altar and come and follow me. Tonight, that's what we're going to have to do. But the Lord is looking on all of us. And you know that He has a mantle to place on each and every one of us? Just like the prophet Elijah came along and he cast his mantle on him. It was a call of service. The Lord has placed a mantle on all of us tonight. But it is up to you who is going to respond. Who is willing to say after denial of my own dreams and my own convenience, Lord, I am willing to step out in faith. And I don't know what the future holds. You know, Elisha didn't know where he was headed. He didn't know what the future held. And uncertainty brings fear sometimes. But if you get in the center of God's will, it brings peace and it brings comfort. Because I know God is in control of my destination. So whatever my end is, however I end up, whatever my life brings, I know by the grace of God, I'm right at the place God has called me to be. And so then I leave the results and the consequences to my Heavenly Father. Because if I can stay following His dream and plan for my life, He's going to bring me to an expected end. Folks, that's what God will do for all of us tonight. But it's up to us to respond and say, Lord, I will answer the call. This is the reason I believe the Scripture entreats us in the 12th chapter of Romans when he said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies, what kind of sacrifice? What kind? A living sacrifice. Holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. You've been called to service tonight, young and old. You've been called tonight. The Lord is casting a mantle of servitude, a call on your life. But who's going to respond? He didn't say a dead sacrifice. The Lord is not going to come along with a knife and just kill every thought and desire and ambition and purpose that we have. But if we will come and present something that's alive in Him, He can begin to mold and adjust and shape to bring us to an expected end. And so I entreat you tonight, again, it's not just to the young people, but young and old alike. Who is willing tonight to say, Lord, in a way that I never have before, I'm going to come and I'm going to consecrate. I'm willing to take my hands off. I'm willing to say, Lord, I want your plan for my life. And I'm willing to consecrate and dedicate. And if there are already issues in your life that you know you've been battling against, the only place you're going to find victory is when you come and say, Lord, I'm tired. I'm tired of kicking against your plan for my life, and I lay it down. You want victory tonight? I believe God has greater anointing for His people. I believe there is greater work to be done in the vineyard, but it's going to take somebody being willing to come and be a living sacrifice. And I wonder tonight if there's anybody who the Spirit of God has touched your hearts. Let's stand and sing a song. And if you hear the voice of the Spirit tonight, I would that you hear His call saying, I want you to come. And I want you to respond to the call knowing that God has a dream and a plan. And all we need to do is come and dedicate and consecrate and give it to God that His will would be fulfilled in our life. Amen.